Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
It's Sound of Merseyside with John Gibbons and our special guest, Natalie McCool, as well. Morning to both.
Hello. Hey,
Natalie's just busy at the moment. She brought a guitar in. She can play some songs. She's busy tweaking and twiddling with an eccentric piece of kit. It looks great, doesn't
it? It's handy, isn't it?
It's an amplifier. Go on, just give us a twang, so to speak, Natalie.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
There we go. We're going to get going in a minute or two. Actually, we played a little bit of one of your tracks the other week, and I remember saying to Gibbo at the time, wow, that girl can sing. So it's a delight to have you in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Absolutely superb. We'll talk, because we can't miss that, we'll talk a little bit about Prince maybe just further on. I want to start off, give people an idea about yourself. Just give us the potted Natalie McCool history.
I am an artist born and raised in Widnes and now based in Liverpool. And I sing and write songs and play guitar. And I just got my album coming out late this year with a tour, so that should be really cool.
Absolutely.
And just enjoying the ride.
You're proud Widnesian, are you?
Well, you know, you can't forget where you're from.
It's brilliant this, because on a Thursday, we do a boxing segment and we have Sean Masher-Dodd from Birkenhead.
Right.
So Sean fought the other week, and at the end of the fight when he thought he'd won, he ran up to the camera on Sky TV and went, Birkenhead, baby! And I said to him, I said, how brilliant is that? Because I've never heard anyone promoting Birkenhead. Oh, and you can be the voice of Widnes.
Yeah.
I want you to run up to the TV and say, Witness, baby.
When you win the Brit Award.
Everyone always says, Witness? You're from Witness? Cool name. And I'm like, no, it's Widnes.
Well, people not heard of Widnes.
Surprising, a lot of people do. And I'm like, oh, I'm from a town. You probably won't know what it's called, Widnes. And they're like, yeah, I know Widnes. Of course I know Widnes.
But they don't, do they?
Yeah, well, they have either been through it.
They know the bridge.
Seen it on a sign.
Way to a more interesting place.
how's the Widnes music scene at the moment?
Well, I don't know, actually. Because I don't really spend too much of my time there.
Right.
Because I'm always off doing something. But when I was about 14, it was really booming, actually. There was loads of bands. And
what were the venues?
Basically just... The main venue was actually, for us guys, was the studio at the Queen's Hall. And now the Queen's Hall's been knocked down now, but the studio still exists. And they still do music and events for young people, which is great.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people that were there when I was growing up have now grown up and moved away. And it seems now there's not as big a scene for it, which is quite sad. But
well, I think that's so important because, you know, places like Widnes, any of these towns or satellite places, they wouldn't have a Natalie McCool if they didn't have those sort of venues.
Yeah, that really helped me. I did my first gig there when I was 14. And that was probably the scariest thing I've ever done.
14,
playing in front of your peers. Yeah. It's just terrifying, but...
14.
Yeah.
What were you doing at 14? Oh, you wouldn't have got me standing.
I was still playing in the school orchestra, I think.
Can I see pictures?
Right,
just give you an idea of what Natalie's about. So, with most of the guests, we ask for their favourite lyric line. So, is she a romantic? Is she angry? Is she a deep thinker? What's your favourite lyric line?
My favourite lyric line is from the Outcast song, I think it's called Roses. And it's like, it's the one that goes, Caroline, she's a reason for the word bleep.
That sounds angry. Are you angry?
I'm quite angry, yeah.
Are you inside? That's angry, isn't it, Gibbo?
I like lyrics where you listen to it like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, sting.
But a lot of that song generally, a lot of the lyrics are quite cutting.
Oh, it's great.
Caroline's hurting deep. You feel.
Yeah, tell you what, that is quite. Right. So, what are you doing at the moment? Have you got some gigs on? Are you planning to release something soon, or what's happening in the Natalie McCool world?
Actually, my single Fortress is released today.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
It's always let me plan it.
I know. Yeah. I realized that.
When did you start writing that?
When did I write Fortress?
When did you start writing it? Yeah. How long did it take you?
It didn't take me that long to write that song. I wrote a bit of it and then I wrote the bridge probably about 3 days later. But probably within about 3 days, I'd had it done. And this is about maybe last year sometime when I was finishing the album.
Yeah.
And its inspiration is what?
Just going through quite a difficult time and trying to pick yourself up afterwards, I think, as we all have those phrases phases in our life, and it's just kind of about, I know it's the chorus is like, let's build a fortress, so it some people view it as like a group thing, or like people coming together to kind of be stronger. But for me, the way I wrote it is very personal, actually, and it's about saying that almost to myself. So it's got kind of like a double meaning there, but the true meaning to me personally is about saying that to myself and, you know, come on, you need to get back up on your feet.
You're a little bit emotional about that, aren't you? I can see you talking about that. It's something quite deep. Yeah. You know, a lot of singer-songwriters write about stuff that's really touched them, hasn't it? Because it's still quite...
But that's the way to connect with an audience, though, as well, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure Nat Galinassi did it for her reasons, but I think I think that for me as a music fan, the people who I really respond to and the music I love listening to is when you can listen to it and think, oh, well, you know, you can relate to when you go through that time and you can hear it in the voice that they're not faking it, if you like, and it was kind of true to them.
It's all right. Is that what you're going to play for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play that, yeah.
Okay. Is it more intimidating playing to just me and Gibbo? Or, like, you know, if you're in a hall of, like, 200 people and you can't see them, like, there's just...
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you know what? Because I do a lot of house gigs. I'm doing a little house tour right now. And it's the same. People are just, like, sat, like, here. Literally here.
Very politely with cups of tea.
Do you want to turn that way? While
No, I don't mind at all.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's hear that then. Yeah, so it's released today, and you can get this via how?
You can get it on iTunes, and you can always stream it on Spotify if you that way, if you like Spotify.
Okay. Well, Gibbo knows you well. Gibbo, you introduce this.
Yeah. This is the fantastic Natalie McCool and her new single, which is out today, called Fortress.
Woo-hoo. Is that loud enough for you guys?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, cool. I had a dream last night. The world on the upside. I wanted to let go. I wanted you to know that the arrow in my side has been there all my life. It's hard to cut things clean, but we'll do it as a team. Let's build a fortress, and we'll hold up the walls. Let's build a and we'll never fall. Walls that have no seams, a tower tall as dreams. Let go and hold my hand, and we'll do it cause we can. And those that come to hate, screaming at the gate, try to understand the morals of this land. Let's build a fortress, and we'll hold up the walls. Let's build a fortress, and we'll never fall. Let's build a fortress. It'll be a shield. Let's build a fortress, and we'll make it real. And we'll make it unbreakable, and we'll set it. Keep the blueprints in our fingertips, so no one else can know. And we'll crush the seeds of doubt until we rule them all. And we'll lay the fragments out in a perfect home. Let's build a fortress, and we'll hold up the walls. time will never fall. Let's build a fortress. It'll be a seal. Let's build a fortress. And we'll make it real. We'll hold up the walls. Let's build a fortress. And we'll never fall.
Feel like we should clap.
Yay.
Honestly, it absolutely blew me away. That absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking at you, thinking, "How are you not winning Brit Awards?"
It was gorgeous to hear, and it was
amazing.
It was lovely to kind of hear that version as well, because I mean, everyone hopefully will now rush and buy the song on iTunes or listen to Spotify, because it's quite different, isn't it? There's a lot of kind of drums in it, obviously, and things like that, and quite kind of beaty drums and stuff. Mm. But just to hear the song stripped back like that, I feel very lucky.
Be goosebumps. That honestly. The voice is unbelievable, and that's what I mentioned the other week when we played a little bit.
Yeah.
But actually, to watch you sing that and then sort of see how much it meant to you as well while you were singing it, unbelievable. We'll put a little bit about that out on our social media later on, which you guys can retweet as well. So that's available on iTunes. I'll be getting that straight away. It's funny because I'm more into sort of big drums and thrashing guitars. And but then I like extremes. Yeah. Like, that's the absolute extreme, and that's something I would listen
to. Well, Natalie can rock out as well if you go and see her live. Can she really give it some?
Full guitar, full drums, full all the shebang. Really.
Full trumpet.
Not yet.
Does the full trumpet ever come into it?
Are you trying to get me work, Steve?
I'd love to have a trumpet on a track. I just think they sound awesome.
Well, I'm very cheap, Natalie.
Who thought Justin Bieber's got a trumpet on his track?
Gibbo is setting the world record for the number of bands he has joined up with.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Musically, so what are you up to in the next couple of months? You got the song out today. Where's the next time someone could see you in sort of concert or
Smithdown Road Festival next week, isn't it? We should mention that, because we had the guys in last week from Smithdown.
Did you retell the story of why they weren't in the week before?
Yeah, they... typical. The problem is when you get bar owners in, that they think there's only 9 o'clock. So they turned up 10 to 9 in the evening last week. God.
So me and Matty are sat here like this, twiddling our fingers, going, "Oh, where are the lads from the Smithdown Festival?"
But they were full of apologies and came back last week. But they're very excited to have you play next week.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be great. I think this is such a great idea.
Yeah.
Apart from the Hope Street Festival, which is more about food and kind of stuff like that rather than music, there's nothing going on around there.
It's just nice to take things out of the city, and it's so many venues and brilliant. And I know you've got a nationwide tour in, is it October or November as well?
September, and it ends in 1st of October at the Buyers Club.
You're playing in Liverpool. So where's it go to, that nationwide tour? How many dates are on that?
There's 15.
What's the biggest of those venues? Is there a biggie there?
I don't know, probably...
Do you not get the sense from Nat that nothing phases her?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Hope you don't mind me calling you Nat, by the way. It's just we used to have a Natalie in here. I always just call her Nat.
Yeah. I was just at the Islands.
I imagine you just saunter out, don't you? Yeah, everyone. Yeah, I'll just do my stuff.
Basically, yeah.
Has it never bothered you going on stage? You're all...
No. Well, I don't know. Only in weird circumstances, like I'll just get nervous for no apparent reason. And I'm like, why are you nervous? Stop being nervous. but normally, no, I don't get any nerves.
Yeah, but it's good. It worked out well for me once they're not in phase two, actually, because I played before Nat at the Liverpool International Music Festival last year, and our guitarist broke his guitar strap just before his go on, and Natty was on after us, and normally people don't like you messing with the stuff before they've played, but Natty was like, oh yeah, bad of us. So she lent us her guitar strap and we got to go and play, so it's a good thing that she's relaxed. It worked out well for us.
Some can be quite precious about
Before playing, people don't like anything being messed with, but Nat was fine.
Right, final chance. You want to win those tickets? Quite a few people ringing in there, but 0151 708 1059. Who is Noel Gallagher's brother? Lenny, Liam, or Lewis. Noel plays Monday night at the Echo Arena. A pair of tickets up for grabs there. Right, very sad news yesterday concerning this man.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Positions in a one-night stand. 1000
party over roots, out of time.
We want to see you landing in the purple.
Yeah. Kiss.
I think that was a little bit of news yesterday that most people went, no.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Refuse to believe it, yeah.
And for a certain generation, I don't know, because, you know, I spoke to some of the younger guys in the office this morning, perhaps Prince didn't mean that much to certain people of maybe 30 and under, 25 and under. I know, obviously, you know, for you guys being close to the music scene, he obviously touched you guys, didn't he?
Yeah, I was absolutely gutted.
Yeah?
Like, he is just was amazing. Mm. Like, amazing songwriter, amazing singer, amazing guitarist.
Yeah. But just an amazing musician generally. Yeah. You know, he could play everything and just phenomenally well. One of the best guitarists of all time, but amazing on the piano. And there's some songs that he released, he played everything on and just did it all on his own. An amazing perfectionist, but often with musicians who are that good, they can kind of get lost in trying to kind of show off, if you like, and trying to kind of show how brilliant they are and kind of forget the art of songwriting. Whereas for Prince, I mean, the stuff you've just played, just so many brilliant pop songs and so many amazing hits, and he never kind of let his, you know, amazing skills get in the way of the song, which is really, really hard to do, and real testament to what a genius he was.
My amazing facts of the day, what did he write for the Bangles?
Manic Monday.
Did he write that? Yeah.
And what did he write for Sinead O'Connor?
Well, Nothing Compares to You, yeah.
Yeah, so, I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, so
Prince thinking about it. Just another man. Yeah,
you cited that as soon as I heard it, and I sang it, and then I thought, oh, is that
him? I mean, you can imagine him doing it. Yeah, so Manic Monday, you wrote songs for Sheena Easton as well, like hits for Sheena Easton. Yeah. And
oh,
few
she
others.
Was big. Back in her day, she was huge.
I mean, that's something as well when you can give songs away and not really look to take credit for them either. You know, he's never been one to shout out about how he wrote Nothing Compares to You. He's just let Sinead O'Connor have a moment on it, which is a beautiful thing.
I was saying to some of the guys before, and they didn't remember. I said, do you remember when he changed his name to a squiggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't remember that. I said, there was an absolute uproar. Yeah. He's changed his name to a squiggle.
Well, what I was thinking about, funny, we were talking about the Brit Awards before. I remember one time when he won a Brit Award and he accepted the speech. Was a video of him with his slave on his face, wasn't it? And he was whispering to a girl or guy next to him, who then said what Prince was saying. And it's just like unbelievable, like and crazy, really. But such a, it's just a unique artist, and it's a shame. It's an extra shame, really, because he still had so much to give. You know, he was gigging last week. I was meant to go and see him last year, but he kind of cancelled the tour because he's always having an argument with someone. but you know, I mean, everyone was always waiting for him to headline Glastonbury, weren't they? And so much more to give as an artist, and now that's been taken from us, and that's
so
such
unique,
a shame.
Wasn't he?
This is Radio City Talk, rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.